Yerushalmi the Mai, corresponding to Bavli Zochim, Daf Ayin Tes, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Beis of the Mishnah. Hadamai Ein Lechoymesh Vein Labiyo, V'necha La'inin V'nechnas Yerushalayim V'deitze. The Mishnah says that the Maisa Sheni of the Mai is not obligated in adding a fifth, or in being removed at the end of the third year of the Shemitah cycle. It may be eaten by an Oinen, who is before or on the day of burial of a close relative. It may be brought into Yerushalayim and then taken out, even though for regular Maisa Sheni that would be prohibited. If there's a small amount, he may just waste it on the roads rather than bring it to Yerushalayim, if for example he was in a place of soldiers or bandits, and he may give it to an Ama'aretz and then eat the equivalent amount in Yerushalayim. It would usually be prohibited to give actual Ma'aseh Sheni to an Ama'aretz. Rabbi Meir says, that one may transfer the sanctity of Maaseh Sheni of the Mai from silver to silver, copper to copper, silver to copper, or from copper back to fruit, as long as he then redeems the fruit onto money. The Chachamim Yalu Apeiros V'Yochlu B'Yerushalayim, Chacham say they must be taken and eaten in Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, Lo Yochan Kohen Gadol Hevid Hoides Maaseh. The Gemara asks the question, didn't Yochan the Kohen Gadol cancel the law of declaring Maasehs? Hevum Shalai Yizvadu Halevaya Sach Levaya Vivadai Avadabudamai Ain Sach Levaya. Now the answer is he cancelled the requirement to make a declaration, but not the requirement to remove it. And this applied to definite Maaseh Sheni, but Maaseh Sheni of Demai does not even require removal. Tani Nechal Banina Baina Nechal Batuma writes that it may be eaten by an oinen, but not in a state of tumma. Ma bin anina ma bin tumma. What's the difference between tumma and oinen? And Rav Nachman tumma Mutsuya, Aninaina Mutsuya, Gozu Aldawash Yumotsu, Vula Gozu Aldawash Aino Motsu. But Nachman answers that Tumma is common, Aninus, which is being an Oinen, is not common. They only decreed on that which was common. Ambub Yosef, Ilika, Sophic, Tevel, Leasu Oisa, Ilibus Sophic, Tevel, Sophic, Nitkan, Mashana, Sophic, Lo Nitkan, Shema Aino Asula Oinen, Bramhacha, Mutter Lo Oinen. Yosef says, they didn't even make Maaseh Sheni of Demai like Maaseh Sheni of Doubtful Tevel, which is doubtfully untithed produce. Doubtful tevel is prohibited to an oinen, but demai is permitted. Temantaninan hatuma, which was maaseh shel demai, v'achad ama achin. The Gemara asks a question. The Mishnah in Maseches Bava Metzia says, and it's discussing the five cases of fifths. If one eats truma, tumas maaseh of demai, he must add a fifth to the value. But in our Mishnah, it's taught that it's not obligated in adding a fifth. Amabizera, taman, taninan, tumas maaseh shel demai, b'mhacha, maishna shel demai. The answer they give is that it taught there the case of Tumas Maaseh of Demai, but our Mishnah discussed Maaseh Sheni of Demai, where according to the Torah, the fifth is not crucial. Amrav Imi, Heina Mishnah Zos Yotis Yedei Tumas Maaseh Shel Demai, Mai Kadoin, Taman Rav Meir Baram Hacha, Rabbonon. Rav Imi rejects this. He says, no, our Mishnah also discussed Tumas Maaseh of Demai. So what's the resolution? Over there was the opinion of Rav Meir, and here was the Rabbonon, and the machlokes of the dispute being whether or not the Chachamim applied the stringencies of the Torah to their decrees. Really, Trumas Maaseh of Demai should not have the fifth added. So why do they require it? It was a protective measure, as if he wouldn't need to add a fifth, he would not treat it with the suitable sanctity. And really, Maaseh Sheni of Demai should have the fifth separated. So why didn't they do this? It was a protective measure, as if he would need to separate it, he wouldn't ultimately even separate Maaseh Sheni at all.